Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
It appears, from what we're hearing, the postal rates are going to go up again. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown with us this morning. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning.
So, how much are they going up? Are the stamps going up?
They went up, actually, technically, as of yesterday. Price of first class postage went from 73 cents to 78 cents. So that is a nickel increase. Other rates will also go up a nickel, namely things like international postcards and the like, from $1.65 to $1.70. But the things that might cost more people more money are the increased costs that are associated with like per weight rates or size of boxes. You know, those are where things get more costly. And so anyone who has to send boxes through the Postal Service, you might find yourself paying a lot more starting yesterday. But it's part of a plan by the Postal Service to raise revenues over the next 3 years by raising rates every 6 months or so. So we could be having this conversation right after Christmas or right before Christmas again. Now, the good news is, of course, if you bought a whole sheet or a bunch of sheets of forever stamps and you bought them a while ago, they still will be good. Let's put it this way. They change. They will match the price of the current postage. So if you paid, let's say, 70 cents for them a while back, they're now worth the 78 cents. So you don't need to worry about using extra stamps. Or going to buy a bunch of small denomination stamps to make up for the difference. I remember back a long, long time ago when the stamp was 22 cents and they rose it to 25 and we all had to go buy 3 cent stamps to make up the postage. That's a while back, of course, but those things used to happen. But the forever stamps now mean that you've made an inflation-proof purchase of stamps.
The Postal Service moves a lot of mail. I mean, lot of items every day, by the probably millions or even billions. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, they move a lot of mail, and they move less mail than what they used to, which is part of the problem. We don't send our, monthly bills through the mail anymore. We don't really do that. We pay them electronically. We don't really send too many letters in the mail. I get grandparents who send birthday cards. I think they're that's kind of normal, right? And they still include the $5 bill. Everyone else is just doing things electronically. I mean, even important documents are signed digitally now. Unless you're having to send a notarized copy of something to a court, you're probably not really sending it through the mail. The mail service also faces increased competition from things like UPS and FedEx. And the biggest sender of things is Amazon. Especially if you're in a rural or even, if you're in an urban or suburban area, they're likely delivering it themselves now through their own fleet of delivery. And soon they'll do it by drone. So that's business the Postal Service isn't getting. And then couple that with their own increased costs. Look, when the price of gas goes up, they still have to pay that, right?
Three trucks.
But they also have pension obligations to meet that were made. Those obligations were made a long time ago when more people were using the Postal Service. These are all compounding problems. And, everyone's going to take it a bit on the chin, I guess. But like I said, those forever stamps will still work.
22 cents, and you remember that? I remember a 3 cent postcard. Whoa.
There you go.
Going back a ways. But of course, in those days.
When I was a kid, I didn't even have a street address. I was rural free delivery route.
Wow. But those days, way back in the 50s, they were the only game in town. They were moving all the mail. Nobody else was competing with them. So there you go.
Right. And it became the envy of the world, really.
No one really
had a service we did. There's still parts of the world today where if you put something in the mail, it probably ain't going to get there. And if you're sending money through that mail, everyone who touches that envelope is going to take a cut of it.
okay.
we don't really have that problem, gratefully, here. It continues to be a pretty reliable service. I mean, I think there's a lot of jokes about mail service.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Ultimately, these folks do a great job, and they're very hardworking. But times are different, and that's, economics have changed, and that's a very harsh reality for the old-fashioned Postal Service.
All right. Evan, hey, thanks for being with us this morning. As always, we appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown talking about the price of the stamps gone up about 3 cents each. 8:17 now. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Here on this Monday morning, it's time for Look at Sports with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, we'll start out with Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals, one more game before the All-Star break. Yesterday afternoon, 22,000 at the game in Kauffman Stadium. The Royals hosting the New York Mets. Royals trying to get a win to avoid getting swept in this series. And it was close. Came right down to the wire. It was a tie game in the bottom of the ninth inning. Left fielder Nick Lofton at the plate. You heard the game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. And a line drive into left field for a hit. Here comes Tolbert around third. Here comes the throw home, and he is safe. Royals win it. So Lofton did it again, but Tolbert got the hit, only his second hit of the year, and then the stolen base. So the Mets were able to rally with two in the top of the ninth. The Royals avoided the sweep with a run in the bottom of the ninth. So they celebrate in the shortstop position out there, and now they all can look forward to a few days off. And well done by the, in today's case, the substitute type players. It was Tolbert and Lofton that ultimately got the job done.
Yeah, Lofton coming off the bench to get the game-winning hit there. Royals beat the Mets 3-2, and that knocks the Mets out of first place going into the All-Star break. And the Royals got pretty nifty pitching from their starter, the rookie left-hander Noah Cameron, working 6 2/3 innings of scoreless work, 8 strikeouts. All right, the Royals head into the All-Star break with a win and a record now of 47-50 on the season. Minor League Baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge, kind of struggled at the end of the games before the All-Star break, losing 7-3. I went to the game yesterday afternoon at Equity Bank Park. Big crowd, 5,300 fans on hand on a hot Sunday afternoon as Wichita loses 5 straight heading into the All-Star break. Wind Surge now 9-9, only 2 games back for a playoff spot heading into the All-Star break in baseball. Let's go back to the Royals. The first 3 rounds of the Major League Baseball draft held yesterday, and the Royals had 5 selections among those first 3 rounds. The first player the Royals took was a position player out of a prep academy in Florida, 19-year-old Sean Gamble. He is committed to Vanderbilt. I'm sure the Royals will have enough money coming his way to change his mind on that. Number 28 overall, another prep infielder who is committed to Wake Forest. And then after that, 3 straight pitchers, a right-handed pitcher out of Tulane, a left-handed pitcher from Texas A&M, and a high school right-hander out of California who is committed to play for Arizona. So there's your Royals' first 5 draft picks. The next 17 rounds of the draft are today, beginning at 10:30 this morning, so the Royals will have many more guys on the list to go on throughout the day. Happy birthday today to former Kansas State men's basketball coach Tom Asbury is 80 years old today. 6 years as K-State's head coach in the 1990s, 1 NCAA tournament, 2 NITs. He never won a postseason game with K-State. Went 0-3 in those 3 games.
Wow.
He had 2 stints at Pepperdine. He had a really good Pepperdine team in the early to mid-1990s, including that team that came to the Kansas Coliseum to play in the NCAA tournament in
19... 19- hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
94. Former K-State coach Tom Asbury is 80 years old today, and a former infielder and coach for the 1982 Wichita Arrows, Pepe Frias. Birthday. He is 77 years old today. Of course, he was a coach and player under manager Felipe Alou for the Arrows in 82. Pepe had come off a 9-year career in the big leagues, including 6 years with the Expos, and Played and coached a little bit with the Wichita Arrows in 1982. Pepe Frias, it's his birthday. He is 77 today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
And we host a podcast called The Severance Podcast, where we used to break down every episode of the TV show Severance.
Severance isn't back just yet, but the podcast is.
Each week, we'll discuss the movies, TV shows, and ideas that influence the making of Severance.
We're going to talk to the incredible artists who inspire us to do what we do.
The Severance Podcast returns Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.